Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I had a conversation with my wife about I want to actively participate in lightening her load. And the issue with that is she's very hands-on. Like she's the type of person, personality-wise, that it's not that she doesn't believe in the capability of others, but she's the kind of person that I have to go get my hands on it. I have to have my hands in it. I have to double check that thing. I have to work on that. I have to verify it. I'm working on trying to get her to delegate and walk away business wise. But more importantly, with our family, we'll break off at some point in the day. If I get home before her, she'll still feel like she needs to come home and cook for the family. It's her. And then all males after that is me and three sons. I know how to cook. My 17-year-old knows how to cook. There's quick prep meals that the littles can take advantage of. If you have a long day where you come in the evening, don't worry about it. Scratch that. That's not on the table. I want to be more active in lightening my family's load.
Let's get into it. Welcome to the Dead Son Show. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood, for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless, so nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life, so no topics are off limit. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black.
How you feeling, my brother?
Feel good, man. New year. I'm not going to say new year, new me, but it's a new year, and I like it.
Yeah.
You know?
The new year happened in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
It was just a one day to the next, but that's dope, man. I want to get right into it today. We were having pre-conversation, not pre-game, because we don't do that.
Right.
It's talking about resolutions, man. I had a turning point probably 4 or 5 years ago. Well, I was like, resolutions, man. People are making resolutions December 15th. And I'm like, that's just procrastination at its finest. I know I need to do this in my life, but I'm going to go these next 16 days. Not becoming that. Like that.
No.
And I know I probably, you know, whatever. Because I had them at one point, so I'm not. This is not a holier than thou conversation, but no. I had to be honest with me. That's where it stemmed from, was me being honest with me. I was like, I forgot what my post was, but it was like, planned procrastination. That's what most resolutions are. and then they fizzle. So I want to talk about some things that are the focus, and we can talk about the network. We can talk about personally and business. I want to hit all of that because I think it's important. I'm not saying that goal setting is not important.
Right.
I'm just a firm believer that the person that you were on the 31st, you're very likely that person on the first.
Absolutely.
Barring anything miraculous happening, some kind of life altering event.
Yeah.
Chances are 1201 hit, nothing happened with you.
Nothing but we here, we made it.
Now you just got to make sure you write the right ending date on
Rick,
your,
please.
On whatever, on your checks, on your exams. Speaking of which, school, bro.
School.
I'm not saying that's a goal for you, but you made that commitment.
Yes.
But you're a year in, right?
I'm a year back in. I just completed my third semester.
Oh, okay.
Dope. On campus. I already registered for the upcoming semester. We live, we full time. It's 12 hours or better every semester. Ooh, so
give me that.
Yeah, we pushing. We just trying to completion. This will be the year of follow through and completion.
Mm.
There's a lot of things I've felt like I've left on the table in my younger self, my young life years ago. And if I was to compare who I was from, let's say 16 years old to 25, and everything I had going on at the time versus now, and put them side by side, they're not the same. I'm thankful for that. But there's a lot of things that I started during that era that with my level of understanding now, if I re-implement those things.
If I knew then
what I know now. We have action. We got action, man.
Yeah. That's, man. I'm writing them down so we can, you know, we're not the best at.
Oh, you know me.
Remember. We're not the best at remember, so I want to consolidate the list as we go.
Yeah.
A big thing for me this year is restoration. Like, somebody gotten off track with being a father, being a husband, just trying to figure life out in this new capacity.
Yeah.
And I know I've let some things suffer that I'm not promoting or proud of, but I see some things that if I don't do my part, it's definitely going to go off the rails. So,
right.
Again, that's what this platform is. This is not a platform of expertise.
No.
It's a platform of transparency and growing, learning out loud. That's what I like to say.
Yeah.
I know there's some things that I need to do to restore my family, restore finances, restore other relationships that I haven't maintained properly.
Right.
Because it's just been, I've allowed life to be, I've allowed the burden of life to be as heavy as it presents.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
when spiritually and just learning to grow through things, I know that all of it is not mine to bear, but I've been trying to bear it a lot of times in silence. So I've learned to ask for help.
Yeah.
I know we've had that conversation a lot.
Yes. Yes.
But that's a major thing for me. 2024.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Each day I wake up, that's going to be a thing. Because I don't want to give it a general. By the end of 2024, no, I need to be better by the time I go to
tomorrow.
Bed
tomorrow. Right.
And then better the next day and better the next day.
I like that.
Yep.
Yeah. I like that. That building on that, I want to say a good, conscious, healthy goal is for me to diversify across the board, man, business wise, relationship wise, health. Diversification for me is not having all of my eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, financially, my household, my wife and I work together. For those who follow the show, you know that, but
yeah.
My wife and I work together. We own a business together. We both actively work, engage, and participate in that business, different aspects of the business, but however, the same company, same business. All of our eggs are in one basket to an extent.
Yeah.
I want to branch that out more and start doing other things that are completely independent of each other. Relationship wise, I'm kind of, I almost have tunnel vision with my family right now. And I'm not satisfied with that. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with my wife 2 days ago. We're in 2024 right now, especially by the time of this episode will be released. I had a conversation with my wife about, I want to actively participate in lightening her load. And the issue with that is, ooh, she's very hands on. Like she's the type of person, personality wise, that it's not that she doesn't believe in the capability of others, but she's the kind of person that I have to go get my hands on it. I have to have my hands in it. I have to double check that thing. I have to work on that. I have to verify it. I'm working on trying to get her to delegate and walk away business wise, but more importantly with our family. We'll break off at some point in the day. If I get home before her, she'll still feel like she needs to come home and cook for the family. It's her. And then all males after that is me and three sons. I know how to cook. My 17-year-old knows how to cook. There's quick prep meals that the littles can take advantage of. If you have a long day where you come in the evening, don't worry about it. Scratch that. Mm. That's not on the table. I want to be more active in lightening my family's load. Some of the things that I expect my 17-year-old to do, just because it's his chore. The kitchen, for instance, if he's supposed to wash the dishes every single day, I've jumped in and let me catch these right quick, just for the sake of lighting your load. You're not a servant. Mm. You don't work here like that. This is your job. But in life, there's nothing wrong with receiving a helping hand from somebody else, to where, yes, you're responsible for this, but that's not to say I can't help you out with it. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
So I'm trying to get better at that. That helps people. That helps me. I want to speak more directly and more personal. Seeing stuff like that will help me be a better participant in life. If I see you jump in and do something that you expect me to do.
Mm.
Yes, I'm capable. Yes, I can do it. I do it well. But because you jumped in and did it, the next time I do it tomorrow, I'm more enthusiastic about it, because you didn't have to help me do that, but you did. You see what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm trying to create that spirit in my household. And
that is a very relatable topic.
Yeah.
Experience. This topic is underserving it, because that is struggle is not the right word, but I need to be more enthusiastic about being helpful in that capacity. Sometimes I manage out of frustration.
Yeah.
Like the dishes in the sink, which I don't believe there's anything fundamentally wrong with having a standard. But again, as we talked about in the previous episode, jumping to a conclusion about why something isn't done when me doing the thing could potentially change the tone of how that thing operates.
Absolutely.
The very next day.
Absolutely.
So, and I think that's a function of constantly being, like, I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, we're home all day, unless we're, you know, we've been on break, but running back and forth to get the kids, or not, me not so much now because I'm running out and doing shoots, videos, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
As part of the business. So I'll walk past the same thing 5 times a day, whereas before, maybe you noticed it when you got home. Like, right. You haven't been dealing with it all day, but I also didn't do anything about it all day.
Right.
Because, and the thing is, and then to be clear, I don't expect it to be my wife's job.
Right, right, right.
My thing is, like, everybody being accountable to the contributions of the house. me included. And I'm sure they, you know, they can pull me, call me to the carpet on some stuff. But it's frustrating to me. And sometimes I look at things through the lens of if the least y'all could do is this. But not understanding or always ready to understand why a thing wasn't done. Maybe they had a bad day.
Right.
Maybe it's that time of the month. I got three, you know, it's four women in the house. And that's not an excuse, but that's a life cycle that I'll never have an understanding of.
Right.
And it manifests in different ways. But that, now that's, ooh, caught me off guard with that one.
Listen, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. And the reason I say that is because that one thing trickles over in the other areas. And mm-hmm. now we have frustrations built on frustrations. But then if you think about it, that you're mad about or frustrated about is actually rooted way over here. And that's the same thing with the human body, man. I'm learning more and more that my back hurting a lot. I don't have back problems, but I'm just saying that if I have a pain shooting in my back, more often than not, it's not your back at all.
It's
all the way down past your hamstrings, your knee, your calf. Everything's tight and pulling. So now your glutes tighten up and pull on your back, your hamstring tighten up and pull on your glute, your calf pull. So now you have to start working way down here at the root of the problem.
Yeah.
And start creating relief and then work your way up. And before you even get to that problem area, because the stress was tied to another area and you relieved it three steps ago, by the time you make it to the problem you think you're about to address, it's already corrected itself because you fixed it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to apply the simplistic form of life, man. I'm overthinking life right now. A lot of the things that I do, I'm overthinking it. I always think I have to have a plan or I have to have a structure. And that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
Planning is key. But sometimes a plan can be, by the end of this month, I want to be in this place. I want to have this finished. I have a paper that's due in class. I need this done by January 31st. That's a plan. That's a start off. You know, I don't have to say I need to give 7 minutes on Monday, 10 minutes on Tuesday. You can overthink a thing and then you'll stress yourself out.
I think there's a balance.
Yes.
Because having the paper done, I would say the challenge that I live by, I would say having the paper done is a goal.
Right.
How do you do it? Is the plan.
What's the step?
And I think that's where you're talking about. Make that more realistic and simplistic than trying to overthink every step of that. Just my opinion.
I agree. That's a good point.
Dang. Well, I just, another application of, so when you were talking about the back manifesting, the back being a symptom,
mm-hmm.
like how much time do we spend symptom solving?
Man.
An application of that is what the children see when we're solving or addressing symptoms and not the root cause. And how does that shape the way that they look at life and what kind of adults they will be, you know, our sons, what kind of fathers they will be, what kind of husbands they will be.
Mm-hmm.
If they were only limited to their observation of how we interact in the household.
Right.
And again, with frustrations, responsibilities, like a lot of times, oftentimes they don't have an appreciation of all of that. And it's not their job.
No,
they ain't asked to be here.
Right.
I can guarantee right. you, none. There's not one financial problem I've had that my children have called.
Zero.
Yeah,
I promise you, zero.
Yeah, but if I mismanage or have make a mistake, I'm frustrated, and sometimes that has spilled over into how I interact. And that's something that's part of that managing frustrations better that I want to look at this year. Another thing this year is being more intentional about time, not finding time, but making time.
Man.
Putting it on a calendar. And I know that sounds whatever corporate, it sounds cold, but that's life.
It is.
And for me, a calendar represents, a responsibility and an importance and something that an accountability. So I need to figure out, implement a more inclusive, a more interactive schedule that complements fatherhood around the other things. Like I know my children respect me. I know they know that I have the best intent.
Yeah.
But I need I've slacked on the memories because of the transition. Like
yeah.
It's been a challenge.
Yeah.
To say the least. And we're about to have another shift. Like Keisha is going back into the workforce.
Yeah.
And like that. It's been 9 years. You know what I'm saying? So I know that's going to be a major shift for her. And I'm thinking about, like, how long should she have to do this?
Right.
How quickly can we, like, what can I, how do I take that load off again? And again, you know, a lot of households are two income households. And, you know, we were when we started, but, you know, that was the expectations changed that we agreed upon. In 2015, we moved overseas. So I feel some kind of way about that being a necessity right now.
Right.
But
right,
I also
right.
know that, you know, this is only, it's only for a season. So being more intentional about time and effort and energy. And like you said, make lightening the load.
Love
big
it.
Focus.
Big Love focus. It. And I like that. And to piggyback on it, I'm going to use allocation. Prior to this holiday season, this holiday break that we just had, me getting readjusted to being back in school, our household and our schedules are really, really tight. And what I mean by allocation is my wife used to ask, like, hey, let's all sit down and watch a movie. And I don't watch TV. Like, anybody knows me, they know I literally do not watch television. Right. I just don't. Movies, shows, even sports. I talk trash with sports, but I may see 20, 30 minutes of a game here and there just because I'm on the go, but I'm checking apps,
yeah,
or, you know, getting sports updates and highlights. I just don't have time to sit down and watch the game. I don't have time to sit down and watch a movie or a show. And my wife was like, let's watch a movie. And I always found myself in the back of my mind saying, how? When? Like, where do y'all find the time? Because she's equally busy, but she will find a way to say, hey, me and these kids finna watch this movie. Or she's like, kids going to bed, I'm watching this show, catching up on this show. Mm-hmm. That's my brainless time. I think throughout the day, this my month. And now over the holiday season, I did a better job of allocating time of what I typically would say I don't have dead space. It's not dead space at all. It's life space. Mm. That's time with the family. That's time with the kids, with the wife. Let's do whatever this is. Watch a movie, watch a show. And now, as other things are now being introduced back into our schedules, sports picking back up, school kicking back in, everybody's back at school. I'm going back to school and work with this and this, two more locations. So now it's just a matter of, I'm not.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Removing the allocation of family time is just some of this other stuff I got to do better at delegating, man. I gotta distribute that out.
A big one for me that is not it. I understand exactly what you're saying. I feel that way. And I don't think this is in conflict, but resting.
Man.
Like sometimes I'll lay down. He's like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Because I guess that's not the norm, or things, something's associated with it. Especially I'll be laying down. Like if my back is getting sore, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll just take my computer and lay down and still.
Still going.
You still be trying to
won't even take that time to rest, right?
Do whatever, but the anxiousness, anxiety, however, whatever the appropriate way is to frame it, hasn't served me well.
Yeah,
and I feel the impact of it, so I'm not going to feel guilty about resting.
Right.
Because I think this is a necessary thing that we talked about, the hustle, the grind culture. And grinding, when you think about it in like an application, that's the wearing away of something. You're eroding something to get to a place.
Yes.
But you're eroding. And anybody that feels differently can correct me or whatever perspective. But I don't know how to grow through erosion.
Man.
Something loses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want to strike, balance isn't the right word, but I want to strike the right mix of going after it, being present and resting in tomorrow morning o'clock.
Man.
I'm
going to
start this. I'm going to start that because it doesn't serve anybody well when you can't think straight. Burdens, life gets heavier when you're not, you know, when your senses aren't keen. And I just, that's self-care. And that's Keisha got, we said we weren't exchanging gifts this year, but she got me, like the self-care package.
Right.
And I was like, would you look at there?
It's important. It's important because you're no good to anybody else if you're a shadow of yourself. And a big part of becoming a shadow of yourself is overextending yourself. Mm. I am reeling myself in this year. Even you brought it to my attention as well. We were talking in December and you said, hey, he was like, I don't know how you do it sometimes. He's like, you are busy, dude. Like you, that's why you know how you say, I don't be one. And I'll be like, no, listen, it's a go. Hit me. We're going to make it happen. My day starts about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, 7 days a week. And I'm good with that. I'm a morning person. I love it.
Mm.
However, there are some things that I come from a background of lack, but also helpfulness. So if somebody like, hey, man, I got this tire sitting over under the bridge in downtown Dallas.
In McKinney.
And I don't have any way to get it on this side of town. Can you help me out? Let's go, man. We can grab that right quick on my way to doing this. I'll grab it. We can do this. There's nothing wrong with that, but you can't say yes to every person or every request that's being made. Mm. And the importance of my circle and my unit, obviously that's a yes, let's go. But then when you start coming out to these outer levels of the onion, if you will, and the outer layers get the same level of attention that the inner layers get, you start to overextend. Yeah. So now you look up and you find yourself going over here to pick up a tire from under the bridge. You find yourself coming over here like, man, I just don't have any way to get this bucket of water off my back porch and sit it over here on the side of the tree. And then you get over there and there's three teenagers sitting over there. You just said yes without even asking. You got any way for this? What other means do you have?
Like,
let me help you. Let's think through this thing. Yeah. Right. Only to get over there. And it's like, my natural default is just to call you as opposed to me testing out any other solutions that I have. I'm being more mindful of everything doesn't demand and command my attention this year. I overextended myself in 23. I will not overextend in 24. I promise.
That's one thing I notice about just me throughout my adult life is I'm the same way. I want to be there for everybody, but it's very unlikely that I'm going to ask you for the help that I give you.
Same. Yeah.
So it's not fair. It's not because you're an unfair person, but it's like, you know, I got you. Yeah. But I would never ask you.
Right.
And I don't know how much of that is me or how much of that is, you know, somebody actually trying to take advantage. But I've thought through that too. It's like, man, you know, I got you if you need, bro. I would never actually ask. Like, I don't know how you're asking me for this.
And that's the.
I'm actually in shock that you're asking me for this. So I'm just doing it. But
yeah. But that's the same. Like you say, I'd have to literally come over and see you doing something and jump in and grab it. Be like, man, why you didn't? I didn't think about it. Same thing. my wife and son walked in on me before with a freezer on my back, man. And I'm trying to pull it up.
It's leverage. It's all leverage.
I got it.
Yeah.
Two words. Help me. That's all it takes. Two words. Help me.
Nah, I think what set me off down that spiral in 2022, when I ended up having to have, is that 2021?
You back?
Yeah, it might have been 2021.
It wasn't 22. I think that was 21.
Might have been 2021. We drove from Texas to Virginia and ended up having back surgery when I got to Virginia. Part that I don't tell often is that out of frustration, I took a couch upstairs. Because my son was in the room and I didn't think he could hear me. And I was like, I got this one. Step by step.
So wait. Nope. Come on, we're gonna dig in right here.
Yes, I'm saying.
You're telling me
it's no longer saying that we got rid of it, but
no, we're gonna dig in right here. See these little gems come out. So you're telling me in that time period while you were in Virginia, prior to your back going out completely, you moved a couch up some stairs by yourself out of frustration.
Texas, before we drove.
Before you even drove.
Yeah.
Did it here.
In this house.
Move the couch upstairs out of frustration. I'm going to show you. And shortly thereafter, during that trip, after that, how many days prior to the trip did you move that couch, would you say? Within that week?
Nah, I would say within a month.
So, within right month. There, shortly thereafter, we needed full-blown my back gone.
Yeah. So, to give it context, I had a bulging disc that was pushing on my spine. And it got to the point, I don't know if it was the duration in the car, because it's a 20-something hour drive. We broke it up to like 6 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point where I couldn't stand more than 30 seconds.
Right.
It was like, going to the bathroom is not that important. I am going to lay here and then whatever happens, clean up on aisle two.
Yeah.
we'll have to figure that out.
But I can't get through this pain.
I was in so much pain. I was in my parents' house crying in front of my father like, I know your prayer life is better than mine.
Throw one up. Can
you?
Please. I mean, on my behalf.
I don't know what he's trying to teach me, but maybe you can just intercede. I know they
please.
Do that, right? I think it's in Thessalonians. I'm playing. But now, I was in so much pain that a win for me was just getting an appointment to get the MRI done to tell me what's wrong.
Wow.
And that was a debacle. And that only happened because my sister worked in the health system and she made some calls. When I finally got in to get the MRI done, the nurse was like, did they tell you you're supposed to stay? I was like, I'm just trying to see what's going on. Cause all I could do was lay on my back to be somewhat comfortable.
Right.
Any other move? I mean, lay on my stomach to be somewhat comfortable. Any other movement was I couldn't do anything with it. And what would typically be a surgery that gets scheduled, like herniated disc or something like that, you 3 or 4 weeks out, you
absolutely
saying within 24 hours that they tried to schedule for that night, but they had it was a shooting in the area and in the emergency room. That of course that had priority.
Right.
So I had to wait. But yeah. I've been dealing with back, I mean, to further cause I've been dealing with back issues for a couple decades at this point. But it would always be a cycle.
Like, which don't help the case. Yeah. Because now we have this history of a back needing attention.
I don't like how you're breaking this down, by the way.
we got this history of my back no good.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to show you by not hearing me need you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this couch on my back and I'm going to take this couch upstairs by myself.
No, I went front. Bear hug. Step. Bear hug. The back probably would have made more sense, but I didn't have too much control. I'd have had to strap it. Listen, front, I could keep it this way.
Just put the shovel down. Because let me tell you something. Well, we know how it turned out, so we don't have to dig into.
Yeah.
Listen.
But it's all related because, like, for years, I was putting it off. Like, I don't have time. My dad had several surgeries. So I knew from a hereditary standpoint, I was prone to certain things. So I'm like, if I go in, they're going to schedule me a surgery. I'm going to be out 8 weeks.
How dare they?
Our life ain't set up that way. I mean, actually, I had a long time.
Which brings me to my next goal for 2024. Health.
Yeah.
I've listened to, outside of Lester, obviously, I've talked to several men because right now I'm in my wonder years. I am now 46 years old. And the older you get, you become more and more in tune with your mortality. So the invincible Superman persona that you convince yourself of in your teen years, your 20s, and your early 30s, that starts to fade.
Mm.
And so now I'm talking to older men, and especially men of my family, trying to figure out, what's on the other side of this hill, man? What are we prone to, right? So now, when you start talking to men that have had multiple bypass surgeries or heart attacks or strokes, and it's like, hey, the biggest thing that I've never understood is, did it sneak you? Did it sneak up on you? Did you have any warning signs? Did you have anything going on? And more often than not, talking to doctors and people, your body was already talking to you. You just weren't listening. Key indicators, signs, pain, numbness, tingling, cramps. Oh, that's just a cramp. The body doesn't naturally just cramp like that. You're deficient of something or something's going on. There's blockage somewhere that your body is communicating. And just because the pain passes, you can't say, okay, well, let me continue to do what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Without going to find out, hey, why did that shingle just fall out of the top of my ceiling in my house? You can't just say, well, at least the rest didn't fall. Let's keep pushing. Listen, something's happening. Your body just sent you a message.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of this. I'm talking to me too. I'm guilty of this. I've convinced myself that this is my year, man. I kid you not. I don't even talk like that. I don't walk around saying this is my year about something. Typically, when I claim something, it happens, and I'm proud of that. I'm claiming that this is my year of health.
Yeah.
My health will be my wealth in 2024, I promise.
Yeah, I think another dangerous approach that we take is self-medicating.
Yeah.
Or symptom solutioning, like I mentioned
Google.
Before. It's like, nah, this is definitely... When I found out I was diabetic, number one, I told the doctor after the labs told me I was pre-diabetic. I was like, I don't think it's that. And he was smooth with it. He was like, are you kind of sweet taste in your mouth? Are you always urinating? I am medicating myself for prostate issues because my dad had prostate cancer.
See?
Or trying to flush my kidneys. I'm ordering all these things. Like I got it. I'm treating it. I took my vitamin C,
yeah.
D. I got my cranberry pills. So I know it's not what the tests say. It basically was what the tests say.
I promise.
And around the time that I changed my lifestyle, a lot of that stuff stopped, you know, stopped seeing those symptoms. And then I kind of reverted. And now I'm kind of like coming, the pendulum is swinging back the other way. So health is an everyday thing. And again, I keep mentioning it. Like, these are the things to do in 2024, not by the end of 2024.
No.
This is all of 2024, what we're looking at. I think, what is my closing one? We got 9 right now, according to the list. I'll say treating the Dear Son Network the way I should. Right, some days pushing forward is very negotiable. Because it's not immediate gratification, it's not immediate income. No, it is turned into income sources, but not the way that I envisioned it.
Right.
So I'm grateful, but I'm trying to measure myself the right way and stay the course. And I am. I'm just being kind of transparent about like cycles.
Yes.
Like I told you, I told you about the couple podcasts ago we recorded. It was like we had a break, came back. I was like, man, this felt good.
Yeah.
You was about to get on the road in a few hours and drive 8 hours. And I pulled up the recording after you left and I couldn't hear my voice. Well, I was at the computer negotiating like, Lord, it's done. if that was, I'd be, you know, I'm talking about listening, paying attention.
Yeah.
Seeing things as they are other than how I want them to be. And, you know, I stepped back for a second, put it in my editing software, and it actually made more sense the way that I recorded it because it was easier to edit. But just things like that, man. And stop jumping. And I mentioned it before, it's just the conclusions.
Yeah.
Sometimes the conclusion needs to reveal itself. And then you observe it, you address it, you recognize it for what it is versus creating conclusions that are based on emotion, your emotion in the minute. So there's a network's not going anywhere. We were already talking about what's happening this year with the new and different content.
Oh yeah.
This you know, this health talk is definitely, I want to reemphasize the health me I almost died with Les Jackson. I think it was 42 at the time. He's 43 now. I think he was 42 at the time he had his heart attack. Retired Marine.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 41 and 42.
42 years old. Healthy. Daily. He was still running.
Right.
Just lifestyle, man. Food choices weren't horrible. He's not that dude. He's not out of shape. He's not overweight. He's not obese. It's again. Again, if you lined up the entire group shoulder to shoulder, that wouldn't have been the guy.
Like something's definitely going on over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But so that's how life rolls, man. And we have to be mindful of such. And I want to be more, and this is my closing goal or change rather. Change. Cause it's not just a goal I want to implement as of tomorrow morning. I want to be more engaging with my circle. Cause again, that goes all the way back to, that ties into really a lot of things that we said throughout the list about being more engaging or being more, allocate more time to checking in with, these are my people, man. There's legitimately people out there that will go to the ends of the earth on your behalf. Talk to them, phone call, check in.
I'm terrible with that.
I'm trash right now with phone calls. My uncles, my aunts, I have a lot of relatives right now that I'm embarrassed on how long ago it's been since we've sat down and communicated. So
I'm just calling you because you don't call me.
And they don't want to hear, I was just about to call you, Auntie. And that's the truth, but it means nothing.
I'm sitting here now.
She beat you again.
I don't know if my parents tried to call you. They normally call
me. I'm waking people up. I don't care.
At the Cowboy game. They might still be up. I need to hit them after this.
Did they win? Did the Cowboys win?
Yeah, there's only 5 times this year we didn't. Oh, so, I mean, math.
He said we only lost five times.
If we want to get the math in, I mean, that's,
yeah.
Anyhow,
this is going to be a wonderful playoff season, man. Off season. But
our championship was the day.
So y'all done?
Everything else is a bonus.
Yeah.
All right, let me run back to recap. So these are the things that we're addressing daily in 2024 at right now o'clock. Follow through and completion. Focus on restoration. Diversifying, you said diversifying your relationships.
Yes.
Yep. Lightening the load in the home.
Yes.
Intentionality. And I know that's a common one, but I think it's a good one. Time allocation. Self-care. Avoiding overextension.
Yes.
Health. I rephrase my last one, honoring my gift, which is DSN, like the where this is going.
Absolutely.
I think that's the gift and the calling. Vision. Gift is understated. Honoring the vision. And your last one was being more engaged with a circle and showing that the people that you love and love you know that.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I don't want to put any more fluff on the end of this. I want that to be the echo. Of course, real quick, shout out to Love Keisha J Studios, Flexion Chiropractic. Follow the other episodes, check them out. We'll say more about them there. But you got nothing else I want to tap out?
That's it.
We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
Right, Tama. Y'all know what time it is. That part too, I like that. Get familiar.
Yeah.
It's for sale.
Yeah.
By the time it goes up, it will be for sale. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just pull it out and count for nothing when I'm
feeling great. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.